Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. 20 Lebanese Arabic Short Stories for Beginners by Duygo Mengioglu is a beginner-oriented dual-language reader that pairs English with Lebanese Arabic to support early-stage reading. Practice. Positioned as an accessible learning aid rather than a traditional textbook, it uses short, self-contained stories to help learners build comfort with Arabic script and everyday language through context. The dual language layout is intended to reduce friction for beginners by letting them confirm meaning quickly and keep reading without constant dictionary use. Based on how the author presents similar titles in this short story series, the emphasis is on learning by exposure and repetition, seeing common words, patterns, and phrasing across multiple mini narratives. This kind of graded reading resource is typically used alongside other study tools, functioning as an enjoyable bridge between isolated vocabulary study and real-world content. For learners specifically interested in Lebanese Arabic, it aims to provide a gentle entry point into reading and comprehension using manageable story length and clear English support. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, dual language formatting as a comprehension scaffold. A central feature of this book is its dual language presentation, pairing English with Lebanese Arabic so beginners can read with support. For early learners, the main obstacle is often not motivation, but cognitive load decoding. Unfamiliar script, identifying word boundaries, and trying to infer meaning at the same time. A dual language layout reduces that load by making meaning immediately checkable, which encourages learners to keep reading instead of stopping every line to translate. This supports extensive reading habits, where learners move through more text and absorb recurring language naturally. It also enables targeted reading strategies. A learner can first read the English to understand the gist, then read the Lebanese Arabic to focus on form, or do the reverse to test comprehension. In either approach, the parallel text helps learners confirm hypotheses about vocabulary and phrasing. Because the stories are short, the learner can reread them multiple times, gradually shifting attention from meaning to structure and becoming less dependent on the English. The result is a practical, low-friction pathway into reading practice for beginners who want to gain confidence quickly. Secondly, short story structure for manageable, repeatable practice. The book uses short stories as the core learning unit, a format that suits beginners because it is naturally chunked. Short narratives create a clear start and finish, which helps learners experience completion, build momentum, and return regularly without feeling overwhelmed. In language learning, repetition is essential, but repetition is easier when the material is engaging and brief. A learner can read one story in a sitting, revisit it later, and notice more each time familiar words become automatic and sentence patterns start to feel predictable. This is especially useful when working with Arabic script, where fluency improves through repeated exposure to common letter shapes and word forms. Short stories also provide context, which helps beginners remember vocabulary better than isolated word lists. Even when a learner does not understand every word, the narrative frame supports guessing meaning from surrounding cues. As a result, the format can complement more analytical study methods by giving the learner a practical place to apply what they have learned, reinforcing reading stamina and comprehension over time. Thirdly, beginner-focused readability through supportive Arabic presentation. Beginner readers of Arabic often struggle when texts remove reading aids, because unmarked script demands strong prior knowledge of vocabulary and grammar to supply missing pronunciation. In similar books by this author, readers highlight fully vowelized Arabic as a key benefit for beginners, suggesting that the series prioritizes readability and pronunciation support. When Arabic text is presented with such guidance, learners can sound out words more confidently, connect spelling to pronunciation, and reduce errors that become habits. This matters even for learners whose main goal is speaking, because improved decoding skills make it easier to learn new words independently and to use reading as a self-study tool. Supportive script presentation can also make study sessions more efficient. Instead of guessing how to read a word, learners can focus on meaning and usage within the story. Combined with short length and dual language support, this readability focus is intended to keep frustration low. The broader learning outcome is increased willingness to practice regularly, which is often the decisive factor in moving from beginner to early intermediate reading ability. Fourthly, learning vocabulary and common phrasing in context. A story-based reader typically builds vocabulary by repeated exposure to words and phrases in situations that resemble real communication. Rather than presenting vocabulary as isolated items, the book format encourages learners to meet words as part of actions, descriptions, and simple dialogue-like sequences. This supports deeper learning because the learner links a word to a context, not just to an English gloss. Over multiple stories, certain functional words and patterns tend to recur, such as connectors, time expressions, and everyday verbs, Seeing these repeatedly helps learners internalize them faster than one-time memorization. The dual language pairing further allows a learner to notice how meanings are expressed differently across English and Lebanese Arabic, which can prevent overly literal translation habits. The most effective way to use such a reader is to mine it lightly underline recurring words, create a small personal list, then reread to make those items automatic. In that sense, the book functions as a practical vocabulary builder and a phrase bank, while still staying within the beginner-friendly boundaries of short, digestible texts. Lastly, a practical supplement for Lebanese Arabic learners, resources for dialect learning can be uneven. Many materials focus on modern standard Arabic. While learners who want Lebanese Arabic often rely on videos, conversation practice, or scattered online content, a dual language short story book offers a stable, structured supplement that supports consistent practice. It can be used in multiple learning setups. Self-study learners can read independently to build reading habits. Classroom learners can use stories for homework and discussion. And speaking-focused learners can use the Lebanese Arabic text as a source of sentences to shadow or adapt in conversation. Because it is not primarily a grammar course, it is best viewed as a fluency and familiarity tool that strengthens what a learner learns elsewhere. The English support makes it approachable for absolute beginners, while the repeated reading potential keeps it useful beyond the first pass. If the book follows the pattern of the author's related titles, its value lies in being straightforward and beginner-considerate rather than academically comprehensive. In the Lebanese Arabic niche, that positioning can be especially helpful. It gives learners a clear, low-barrier entry to regular reading practice. In conclusion, this book is best suited to beginners who want an approachable way to start reading Lebanese Arabic without getting stuck on every line. It can also help early learners who already know some basics but lack confidence with Arabic script and need more volume and repetition. As a dual-language short story reader, its main benefit is practical. It makes it easier to read consistently, which builds familiarity with common words, patterns, and the visual shape of written Arabic over time. Learners can use it for quick daily sessions, rereading stories to turn recognition into automaticity. It also works well as a supplement to conversation study, because short narratives provide ready-made sentences and vocabulary that can be recycled into speaking practice. Compared with many beginner resources that rely heavily on drills or isolated phrases, a story-based reader offers context and continuity, making practice feel more natural and less mechanical. Within its category, it stands out when the Arabic presentation is optimized for beginners, since learners often struggle with texts that remove supportive reading cues too early. Used alongside audio, tutoring, or a basic course, it can become a reliable bridge from beginner study to more independent reading. If you would like to support Dewi Gumengioglu, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.